The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Episode 381, the 6-week Roth IRA challenge.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And I love an investing episode. We don't do them a lot.
Nope.
Because of me. No, it's because there's so much to be said on the topic of how to spend money and how to save money. But coming from a background as, you know, a financial writer, and investing was like what I wrote about, specifically retirement. I do not talk about the stock market. I'm not a broker. I'm not Wall Street. I just love helping people understand and save for their future selves. Mm-hmm. And that is a big reason why we pursue saving money and spending less, is so that we can live full lives now and full lives in the future. Mm-hmm. And that comes through investing. And so we are doing a special 6-week challenge for all my Roth IRA girlies.
Yeah. Do you want to say why it's a 6-week challenge?
Okay. So the tax deadline for you to invest in a Roth IRA for the previous tax year is tax day. So this year, it's April 15th, 2024. That is your deadline to open and make any contributions to a 2023 Roth IRA. And so we're not financial advisors. We have no credentials in that. We are not going to be telling you if a Roth IRA is the best choice for you. That's the research you're going to have to do on your own and decide. But for a lot of people, Roth IRAs are a really, really good option, probably for 90% of you. So that's why we're going hard into this. So we want to challenge you. This 6-week challenge is open and or contribute as much as possible as you can to your 2023 Roth IRA. Because you do not get this year back. If you, like I was telling Jill, because she's asking me, like, why are we doing this? And I'm like, because you don't get 2023 back. There are so few grace periods in life, right? And this is a grace period. 2023 is over, but you still have the opportunity to invest in your 2023 Roth IRA until April 15th. Even if you've already done your taxes, you can still contribute to this. And even if you make more money in the future and you're maxing out your Roth IRAs and you're like, I want to contribute more to my Roth IRA, you can't, but you can right now if you haven't maxed out your 2023 Roth IRA. So we're getting in under the deadline, going hard over the next 6 weeks. You technically have 8 weeks, But if you're listening to this episode within 2 weeks.
Jen also particularly is really jazzed about this episode because the whole thing is a vulnerability round for me. But truly, I think stay tuned because before we hit record, there were some questions that I had that I'm like, I think that this is worth talking about. But before we hit record, I want to be able to talk about it in a little bit more safety.
And I'm glad we did.
And I'm glad that we did. So there's some things that I am learning and it's valuable to share that will come out throughout the episode. So yeah, you're getting both the expert and the lived experience of not great experiences.
And we'll, again, disclose off the top, this is not investment advice. I sometimes feel silly even still referring to my past as the as a financial writer because I haven't written for other people in over 2 years at this point. So I really focus on frugality, saving money, conscious consumerism, all that. That's where all my energy goes into. So I no longer consider myself an investing expert, but I'm definitely investing passionate for you. And you can invest and save for retirement, even if you're not an investing expert. And so that's why we're excited for this episode. But first, this episode is brought to you by No Fear. Sometimes people don't invest because they're afraid as soon as they tie that money up for 30 plus years, they're going to need it. Well, no fear here because we use Roth IRAs. You can withdraw your contributions to a Roth IRA at any time for any reason. So if that was you and you're like, I don't think I'm going to do this, no fear. No fear here. And even after you've had the account for 5 years, you can withdraw some growth for certain reasons. So if you have more saving fears that you want debunked, then get the friend letter. We're focusing on investing over the next 6 weeks, not heavily, but just lightly. And we're still going to be bringing you the freebies, the saving hacks, all that, frugalfriendspodcast.com. But we are going to include a little extra investing content.
Yes. And we've got more people on our team helping us to write the friend letter, which is super fun to engage more voices, more perspectives. So even more reason to get it because it's not just the Jen and Jill echo chamber. That is the friend letter now.
Yes, we are very excited. So in the friend letter, we asked you guys because we wanted to know where you are at, you know, where you're investing at for retirement. And most of you, 65% of you are only using your employer plan, your 401k, 403b, 457, stuff like that. Only like, you know, is 13 people out of all of the people we surveyed. This survey was a while ago. We're using a Roth IRA. And some people weren't currently saving for retirement. So we definitely are encouraged that a lot of you, most of you are saving for retirement. Most of you are not using a Roth IRA. Well, we did see some people are like, they're primarily using employer plan and supplementing with a Roth IRA. So that's great. We love that too. So we've had a lot of investing episodes over our almost 400, even though we don't do them a lot. We've got episode 205, How to Save for Retirement. And then a really good one, if you don't fully understand Roth IRAs and you want to know if it's good, it's a good choice for you, episode 158, Roth IRAs Explained with Barb Aginty. That's a really good one to check out if you're unsure if a Roth IRA is right for you. Today, we are going to go through a little bit of like the Roth IRA versus 401k and some of the reasons that if a Roth IRA is good for you and you just have been putting it off, why it makes sense to prioritize that right now.
So this first article comes from Time and it's titled Roth IRA versus 401k. What's the difference? So for those of you who are still needing that foundational level of information on what are these different types of retirement accounts? How do I use them? Really, with both a Roth IRA and a 401k, they are accounts for which the government offers special provisions in an effort to encourage people to be able to build a nest egg. But there are some differences between the two. For many of us, both are going to make sense to have, but to understand when is one over the other right for me? Are they both right for me? All of that. So a Roth IRA is going to make sense for someone who doesn't mind paying taxes now in order to avoid paying them on withdrawals later. Whereas with a 401k, it makes sense for those who are looking for the tax deduction today and are prepared to pay taxes on the distributions later on in the future. Again, both often make sense for people. And we'll go through some of the not everyone can invest in a Roth IRA. We'll go through some of those, but those are some of the differences. It's really kind of what are the tax advantages of both. So a Roth IRA, you are contributing on money that you've already paid taxes on. You will not then pay penalties upon withdrawal, whereas the 401k, you will pay taxes on the withdrawals later in the future.
Yeah. And so the reason we're focusing on the Roth IRA right now is because you can still make contributions to your 2023. If you've already maxed out your 2023 and you want to, you know, do a challenge to get a jump on 2024, great for you. Good for you. And then also it is self-directed. You control your Roth IRA, whereas your employer controls your 401k. So it's sometimes, it's some employers make it really easy to get in there and switch things up, but other times it's not so easy. With the Roth IRA, it's all you, all the time. Very easy to go in there every day, switch things up at your leisure. And so that makes it really good for a challenge when you can keep an eye on it and really have that control and actually be able to do something that your later self will really thank you for.
So as far as the differences, we went through some of the similarities are that they're both retirement accounts. Differences have to do with levels of contribution. So with a 401k in 2023, the contribution limit, the amount of money you can put to invest into it is $22,500. Whereas with a Roth IRA in 2023, it was $6,500. So definitely quite a range there. A significant amount more you can be putting into the 401k versus the Roth IRA. And those numbers are they going up for 2024?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later. We're focusing on the 2023 numbers for the challenge. But yeah, they went up in 2024. So you won't want to use those as your benchmark for the 2023 Roth.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are also limitations for a Roth IRA. It is not going to be an option for all people. So if you file taxes as a single person and your modified adjusted gross income, MAGI for short, I love that acronym, must be under $153,000 for the tax year 2024, it is going up, to contribute to a Roth IRA. If you're married filing jointly and your modified adjusted gross income is, it must be under $228,000 for tax year 2023. So again, for a lot of listeners, we are able to invest in a Roth IRA, but if you are a higher income earner, this is not going to be an option for you. If you're either, if you're a single person and you make, you know, above that amount, or you're married filing jointly making above that amount.
Yes. So we are focusing on the Roth IRA, because you don't get this year back, right? But also because there are some withdrawal rules that are a little bit more flexible for the Roth IRA. So I mentioned that 5-year gap, right? So when you are opening a Roth IRA, even if you're not, so again, 401k versus Roth IRA, we're not going to go in depth on how to choose, but for most people, it is a good thing to have a balance of pre and post tax.
Yeah.
So, and you can find that in actually both an IRA and a 401k. A lot of employers are starting to offer a Roth 401k option. So you can get these same tax benefits in a 401k. Maybe you're already doing that. That might be something to check. And then also consider your tax liability. Usually if you're a higher income earner, exceed these income limits, then it's not going to be any sweat off your back to not qualify for a Roth IRA. But for most of us, we love the Roth IRA because of its full control. And sometimes, unfortunately, employers don't offer the best options in their 401k. So while it's still better than using a taxable brokerage, even if the options in your 401k might be like high fee, actively managed, that sort of thing, you still make out better with a 401k. It is good if you check to see if your 401k is high fee, then to balance it with a Roth IRA might make sense for you. So that's all we'll say kind of on the 401k versus Roth IRA debate. You can find out a lot more in depth on the Roth IRA episode we do with Barbara Ginty. She's a certified financial planner. So she is super knowledgeable, not just a schmuck with a podcast. Yes. So definitely look for somebody's expertise on this that has a CFP designation, either whether you're paying somebody for their advice, paying them a fee, either hourly or, on a monthly basis, preferably hourly, or you're maybe looking for your social media content on this from somebody with a CFP designation. They have a lot more restrictions on what they can share openly, like what they're not being paid for, but you're going to be sure you're getting more accurate information, not just some influencer who went viral on social media, or just, some well-intentioned podcasters. That's what we'll say about that. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet.
Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table.
You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
We've been there, done that with overpriced wireless providers and their fine print contracts. But with Mint Mobile, their wireless plans are just $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's it, no catch.
Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet, sweet savings directly to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
So you can say bye-bye to that overpriced phone plan you've been using and bring your own phone, your same number, and all your contacts with you right on over to any Mint Mobile plan.
To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/frugal. That's mintmobile.com/frugal. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/frugal. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You might remember from our budget apps episode, we mentioned Monarch Money as being one of the best apps for people switching from Mint.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
The switch from budgeting with Mint to Monarch is easy since Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint, keeping all of your tags and categories intact. It's also super customizable. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners on this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial.
So our next article comes from NerdWallet. They have a lot of great articles on investing, and it's Roth IRA withdrawal rules. So the last article went into a little bit of withdrawal rules, but we want to touch a little bit more on the five-year rule, all the reasons that it makes sense, again, to have a balance in these accounts, your 401k and an IRA, why it makes sense to maybe think a little more highly about your Roth IRA. Don't just set her off to the side and think of her as an addition or a supplement.
This one's a helpful one for me. We even talked before we hit record of, okay, why are we focusing so much on withdrawals in the second part of the episode? And Jen was really helpful in laying the foundation for me. So I'll turn around and do it for you in that if there is hesitancy in investing in something like a Roth IRA, to recognize that withdrawals on a Roth IRA are more flexible than they are on a 401k. And so while we are going to advise, well, encourage in an entertaining way that this is something we use for retirement, at the same time, knowing that you can still withdraw for certain reasons pre-retirement. If something changes drastically in the economy or in your own life, you can take back out what you have invested into the account. And so I think for a lot of us, that can give a bit of peace of mind in beginning to invest for retirement, knowing that there is a degree of accessibility to this. It's not entirely untouchable if needed for various reasons and if we meet some of these qualifications for withdrawal.
Mm-hmm. So there are a couple ways that you can withdraw investment earnings before your 59 and a half. So, contributions you make to your Roth IRA can be taken out at any time without penalty, no matter if you are currently investing, no matter how long you've had the account open. So it is a really, if you are really nervous about tying your money up in a 401k, and maybe that's your hesitation for investing for retirement, the Roth IRA does really take away that fear. And I mentioned even some of the growth investment earnings can be taken out as well, but there are some restrictions on that. So if you withdraw investment earnings before 59 and a half, there's a 10% early withdrawal penalty. These are very similar to the 401k. There is a five-year holding period. So you have to wait 5 years before you do any of these. And then if you withdraw earnings for reasons other than the specified exceptions. So after 5 years, you can withdraw earnings and contribution for a first-time home purchase, college costs, and a few other reasons. But the big one I see a lot of people use is for a first-time home purchase. Obviously, that's not ideal. We want to invest in a Roth IRA for retirement, not for college or for homes. But again, if you have a Roth IRA and the down payment or something is keeping you from being able to buy your first home, I know that's a big barrier for a lot of people, then your Roth IRA can come to the rescue, but only if you've had it open for 5 years. And so that's another reason. You don't even have to be actively investing in it. You have to just have the account open for 5 years and have made, like, have some money in it. So that is another reason we're doing this challenge, is so that if you've been putting off opening a Roth IRA, that you just open it, put something in it, and start that five-year clock.
Yeah. So the different qualifications for considering withdrawal is that 59 and a half number is the sweet spot for some reason. And most likely that's going to end up creeping up higher than that by the time we get there.
We don't expect
it. But these are some of the distinctions to be aware of is your age, your personal age, and the age of your account. So they've got these different ones. If you're younger than 59 and a half and your account is at least 5 years old or it's not 5 years old, those are the things that Jen just went through. Then you've got your qualifications of if you're 59 and a half, you have reached that status and your account is still less than 5 years old. Let's say you didn't open your Roth IRA until a little bit later in life, then you'll owe income tax, but there won't be any penalty on the earnings that you withdraw. Whereas if you have reached that age of 59 and a half or older and your account is at least 5 years old, then go on, go ahead. You can withdraw both earnings and contributions with no tax or penalty. That's where we all want to see ourselves, at 59 and a half with an account that's more than 5 years old, then you're golden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is... The restrictions are a little confusing. So if you want to do, so if you're younger than 59 and a half, and once you've hit that important 5 year window, then you avoid both taxes and penalties on earning when you're withdrawing that up to $10,000 to buy your first home. When your withdrawal is due to disability, so that's something none of us can see coming. That's another thing that this can help with. And you'll avoid both taxes and penalties if the withdrawal is made to a beneficiary or your estate after your death. So again, just another reason to get that 5 year time clock, you know, going, because there's a lot of reasons. Granted, the taxes may not be a big deal to you. But if they are, then that's a reason to get that 5 year clock start.
Now, I know we're not to the vulnerability round yet, but I will choose to start talking about this now. One of the things that I have faced, so I have a Roth IRA. I opened it 4 years ago and began investing in it 3 years ago, which is something that I have shared on the podcast before, which is a common mistake. So that's something to check. If you're like, yeah, I do have a Roth IRA, but I don't really know what's happening with it. You have to open it and then pick your investments and pick what you're invested in. That's something we cannot tell you. That is research you're going to have to do on your own. And talk with trusted people, sure, but figure out where you want to then invest your Roth IRA money. Now, for me, this is real talk. Something I shared with Jen before we hit record was I really want to be able to encourage people to do this 6 week Roth IRA challenge and invest as much as possible for the 2023 year. But I recently looked at my Roth IRA and I have only made a little bit of money above and beyond what I have put in. So the money I've put in has not grown much. And so it feels a little bit deflating to me of, I want to be able to say, oh, I'm putting X amount of more money in this year. But at the same time, that doesn't feel really great or comfortable for me because I am not seeing much growth. Now, in the back of my mind, I also know time in the market's better than timing the market. I do listen to you, Jen, and that there are dips and ebbs and flows and that this is going to happen. And don't be checking it month to month. And I haven't been. Like, here I am checking it 3 years later, only to find out my money's not growing that much. And yet my high yield savings account is, I'm not saying I'm just going to invest for retirement in a high yield savings account, nor am I recommending that. But like, it is a thought for me when then Jen and I looked at it and yeah, I have only made 4.9% on my Roth IRA investments and I'm making 5.05 on my high yield savings account. That doesn't feel great. And I got to imagine that depending on where some listeners are, where you've started, if you began in 2021, 2022, two with an investment, you probably did see some dips, and that doesn't feel great. So it's kind of difficult to get over some of that hump. And I think for me, I'm a natural skeptic. I think a lot of us millennials are, to be able to talk through, all right, help me understand why this is still a good idea for me, because I've been doing it for years. I'm not seeing what I'd want to be seeing. Now, you helped me to find maybe some better investments that aren't going to be maybe a little, not going to be as the lower risk. What's the word I'm looking for? But yeah, so tell the people what you told me out loud, Jen.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm, this is all like the advice that I will give is all safe to say because it's not financial advice. But so the biggest criticism of a target date fund, if you're going to meet a critic of one, is that they become too conservative too fast, or that they just are too conservative. And what that means is that the ratio of stocks to bonds mostly leans too heavily into bonds too quickly. And so you should check if you're in a target date fund, you should check your target date fund 3-year performance against an S&P 500 or a total stock market and a bond kind of portfolio, or have somebody do that for you. That's where a certified financial planner can come in helpful. So that is what I would recommend for someone to do, is compare that. And if you're happy with the growth, then you're fine. And if you're not happy, then you can readjust. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest barriers to people readjusting their portfolio is maybe not having enough money in it. So one of the biggest criticisms of index funds is that many of the minimums to get in are too high. And so over the years, FIRE people, financial independence, retire early, like geeks, have been very much into Vanguard and their index funds. And a lot of the higher rate, the good ones have a $3,000 minimum to get into. The target date funds only have $1,000. So one of the criticisms like I am currently having for index funds is just the barrier to entry that they offer. And so lately I have been preferring preferring Fidelity, and we're not paid by any brokerage or, you know, have any ties to any of them, but have been preferring Fidelity because A, they have the zero expense ratio funds, and you can get into those funds for like $10 is the minimum.
Nice.
Much more accessible. And then also you can get ETFs. You can get these at Vanguard too, but ETFs can get you the same quality, same low expense ratio of these really quality index funds for a dollar, a minimum investment of a dollar.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where like I'm also leaning in now. Something that is in like my area of learning and interest and could be of interest to you out there, potentially, if these have been barriers in the past to you, these can be alternatives that you might want to research and see if they can be the solution to these barriers. Because not a lot of people talk about ETFs unless you're like in, you know, bro finance talk, or not even, gosh. But ETFs have always been this like very on par with index funds, right? So it's ETFs or index funds is something we always kind of say in articles. But for some reason, and we have polled you guys, most people are using index funds in their investing. And that, and I think probably a big reason of that, now seeing the 401k, that most people are mostly using their 401k for retirement, is usually don't see ETFs in a 401k. So that's why there's a lot, I feel like there's a lot more education on index funds, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what we just jumped to. It's what's the information that's readily available.
but we all know ETFs are out there too. And they have the same exact, you can get an S&P 500 index fund. You can also get an S&P 500 ETF. They have the same funds, and iShares just came out with some target date ETFs too. So now literally they are the same. But I am doing more research on ETFs because of that just lower barrier to entry.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think this conversation for me, both on and off the mic, has been super helpful in keep going, mm-hmm. kind of the maintenance, but also tweaking along the way. I think I took it to heart too much of set it and forget it, which can be true. I'm sure I would be fine if I had never looked at it again, but it's still worth checking back in after a few years. Are you still pleased with what's going on? Make minor, educated, informed tweaks to what's happening, and know that, yeah, you can withdraw on these things if you want to. It's not entirely this high risk type of retirement investing situation. So, and also with the 6-week Roth IRA challenge, that you can put money. So right now I have automatic withdrawals coming out of my bank account to go towards my Roth IRA. And so if you want to put more money towards 2023 to be able to max it out, again, you have until April 15th to be able to do that. You can go in and manually say, put this towards 2023 or put it towards 2024. If you don't and you just have the automatic withdrawals, it's going to go towards the year that you are investing it, but you can make that designation. So that's one of the things that we are advocating for, is put it towards 2023, mm-hmm. make it count for last year, be kind to yourself. And after having this talk with you, Jen, I'm back on the wagon. I was ready to pull it all out.
Yeah, well, it when you were describing me, it was like super disheartening and being like, oh my gosh, yeah, I can see. And what you're saying, it's like, yeah, that's not right. That's not what the market's been doing. And so it just took putting the fund that you had next to the total stock market fund to see like, yeah, what you're seeing is right, but it's not great. Mm-hmm. So let's, let's reallocate. Mm-hmm. And
you can do that when you're starting earlier.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The earlier, the better.
And this is another great thing about the challenge. So we're not just challenging you to invest, and it's a perfect time to getting off of the no spend January, where are you going to put that money? But it's also the time to look into your investments, see what that, we want to look at the 3-year history, because 2022 was horrible. 2022 was a real bad year for the market. Mm-hmm. 2023 was better. So we want to look at like a three-year time horizon, I think is going to give a more accurate picture. And see, am I happy with my performance? Are my expectations a little devoid from reality? Is this what, you know, other funds are doing? Is what I want even a possibility? Do I want to switch? I can do that now. You can exchange. When we are investing extra, we're buying. But if you want to exchange, you can do that and just kind of reallocate.
Yeah.
And so you feel good about your investments.
Do you know where I'm never disappointed and let down, and I always feel good about this investment we made?
Well, we check back in on it several times a week.
Oh, yeah, we do. The Bill of the Week.
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hi, I'm Serena from Oklahoma via Minnesota. Can hear the accent probably a little bit. Anyways, I just listened to your negotiating bills episode and it inspired me, because I am a naturally shy person. I don't like doing stuff like that, But I was inspired, so I went to the thrift store. I was buying a couple other things, and there was this teacup I had wanted for weeks that has a chip on it. And so I didn't really want to pay for it when it has a chip on it. So I brought it up and I was thinking, okay, maybe I will, if I can get it for a dollar, then I'll be happy. And so I said, hey, this has a chip on it. And she just interrupted me right there and was like, you can just have it. And I was like, oh, thank you. So it worked out super great. I got the teacup for free, which is not what I was expecting. And I was very happy with the result of my foray into negotiating. So thanks.
Oh my gosh, yes. You don't know if you don't ask.
It sounds like the most adorable little teacup, reminiscent of Beauty and the Beast with the little chip on it that you got for free.
Yes.
And I love that you're describing this as your practice, your foray into negotiation, because it is these types of circumstances that can then help us to negotiate when the stakes are a little bit higher, when it comes to our insurance bills or phone bills, internet bills, where there's maybe even a little bit more money to be shaved off. Mm-hmm. But well done doing it in person, because that's usually the place that we all have the most issue, is trying to negotiate face to face can feel a little bit more daunting than over the phone. So if you can do that, Serena, you are well on your way to some negotiation power in the future.
Yay. And well done knowing that you deserve to negotiate. Sometimes I think that's a big barrier that we think, oh, I don't deserve a discount on this. Like, what have I done to earn this discount? And no, you have money. You are a customer and they need you. They need
to give their stuff for free.
They need to offload some. I mean really, the thrift store needs to offload.
You made out real good, Serena. But, yes. But remember, the people that you are giving your money to, they need you.
So true.
You have the power.
If you're feeling inspired and you have a bill that you want to submit to us, if it has to do with entering into the world of negotiation, if it has to do with believing in the power that you have as a consumer or client, or if your name is Bill, we have yet to have a person named Bill themselves call us. I think I would, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I would probably record your face.
I think that's going to need to happen.
If we're not already recording it.
FrugalFriendsPodcast.com/Bill. We're ready for you.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet.
Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table.
You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
You might remember from our budget apps episode, we mentioned Monarch Money as being one of the best apps for people switching from Mint.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
The switch from budgeting with Mint to Monarch is easy, since Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint, keeping all of your tags and categories intact. It's also super customizable. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners on this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
And now it's time for the lightning round.
So we've been, you know, vulnerable already. We'll continue to be vulnerable because I think that you're not missing any content or information on Roth IRAs. The world, the internet's not devoid of that. It's real life experiences. It's real feelings about investing. It's real life situations and how to navigate them. That is what is missing in conversations about investing. And also, let's just tack another thing onto the challenge. Talk about it. Talk about investing with people over the next 6 weeks. You don't have to sound like a genius or a certified financial planner. Just try it out. Talk about, ask your friends, like, do you have a Roth IRA? Do you have, like, what's in your 401k? Do you know? Let's take this challenge, take this opportunity to have more normal conversations about investing, because so many investing conversations about are like about Bitcoin. You know, and we would love to normalize conversations about Roth IRAs.
Yeah, I mean, it's uncomfortable, but I gotta say, after our conversation, I'm feeling more comfortable and confident, and that's a really good outcome.
Absolutely. So our official question for the lightning round is, how much are you going to contribute to your Roth IRA over the next 6 weeks? How are you going to do this challenge, Jill?
So because of the January no spend challenge, I did have a little bit of extra money. And so I am going to commit to putting an extra $1,000 into my Roth IRA for the year 2023.
Yes, I love that.
I can't say that I was going to say that and it be true an hour ago, but now that you and I have talked about it, this is now going to be true.
Okay. I'm glad that we did talk about it because you wrote it down.
I did. I wrote it down like, well, this is probably the thing to say, but I'm not loving what I'm seeing in my Roth IRA right now.
Yeah. I'm really glad that we talked about it.
Yeah.
I hope if you're listening that you'll talk about it with your friends because they may be thinking, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm going to say I'm going to do. But in private, I'm actually, I don't feel like I'm going to do it. That's so, it's like so honest. So I'm glad. I'm glad we got that sorted.
What about you, Jen?
So we have maxed out our Roth IRA every year from 2017 to 2022. And in last year, we were on track and then Travis got a new job and took a pay cut. And the Roth IRA was what got cut from the budget.
Yeah,
and we had already done it halfway, so it was it $6,500 each? It was a number. I just had it auto invested, and it was about like $650 a month. And I went through the first half of the year, so we like half maxed for 2023. And so we have the renovation that should be hopefully wrapping up by the summer. So we're going to decide in March once we've spent, by March, we will have spent 90% of the renovation costs.
Yeah.
And we'll see how much we'll have left over. We'll also get another advance for our book, which I'm going to factor in, but that won't come till the summer. So we're not going to decide till March. I would love to put another $3,000 in. I think we can do that. It's so hard to budget around a renovation because costs never go down. They always go up. So
It just depends on what the final numbers are.
Yeah.
We're also having to, like, because we're in a construction zone, our tenant on the other side of our unit of our house is mad every day. And so we're deeply discounting his rent. So that's another,
and that's
like,
life.
Cost,
yeah.
Right?
That, like, these are the things that you make your best plans mm-hmm. and then you work and flex around it
mm-hmm.
because these things happen.
Yeah.
Timelines don't work the way you want them to.
Right. So I am definitely going to make some additional contributions in March. I will have to get back with you on what those are. Okay. My goal is to do 3,000.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
So 1,500 in each.
Cool.
And I hope everyone out there knows that if you're married filing jointly, whether one spouse has a job or not, whether you're both employed or just one is, both can have mm-hmm. a Roth IRA. Mm-hmm. So typically, one of the stipulations to having a Roth IRA is you have to have earned income. But if you are married filing jointly and you are a stay-at-home spouse, you are still entitled to a Roth IRA because you're connected to that. The government views your work as valuable
huh. and valid.
Valuable enough that you can have a Roth IRA, but not so much that they're really going to help you with your
anything else,
your child care or maternity leave. None of that. But yeah.
So there you go.
There you go. But I wanted to leave with like one more thing. Maybe something. So compound interest to me is so inspiring. It's so confusing. It's mathing. I can't comprehend it. And maybe you can't either. But one of the general rules of compound interest is that theoretically your money doubles every 10 years. So if you just put you bought a dollar with an ETF in your Roth IRA and didn't do anything, in 10 years, that would be $2.
Ooh,
right?
Woo!
So if you look at whatever you have in your Roth IRA today and you did nothing else to it, that number would be double in 10 years. Theoretically, not a hard and fast rule. It's a rule of thumb. And I did check it on a calculator. It's a little off because I think it accounts for compounding monthly when most accounts compound quarterly, but it's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that you have, if you want to be a millionaire in 30 years and you don't want to invest anything over 30 years, then you just have to get up to $125,000 in your Roth IRA. So obviously that's going to take you some time.
Yeah.
But once you get to $125,000 in your Roth IRA or across you and your partner's Roth IRA, multiple Roth IRAs, then in 10 years, that'll double. It'll be $250,000. In 10 years, that will double and it'll be $500,000. And then in years 20 to 30, it will double and become $1 million.
Wow.
So instead of thinking about like, oh, $1 million is a lot, it feels like I can't attain it. Like, I'm not a millionaire. That's not who I am. I'm just a, you know, middle class working. I'm going to be working till I die sort of person.
I did make that statement before we hopped on this episode.
Maybe,
like, don't worry about me, Jen. I'll just work till I die.
Maybe you feel like that.
I do.
And don't put your goal as the million mark. Let compound interest do that for you. Let the math that maths and you can't comprehend, let that math do that math for you. You focus on that first $125,000. You focus on that. Because even as you're investing it, compound interest will even help you get there.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to have to, you know, do all that on your own. Focus on that first 125. Or even that first 100 if you want an even round number. Focus on that and getting there. And your money will work hard for you and it will get you the rest of the way.
So research it, talk about it, decide what your goal is going to be. You have till April 15th, 2023. 2024. Thank you. To invest for 2023.
What year are we in?
And you can be kind to yourself now and your future self later. Thanks for listening, everybody. Many of you already know we have a newsletter called The Friend Letter, but if you don't already get it, you should. FrugalFriendsPodcast.com. We send you an email 3 times a week with freebies you can take advantage of that week, savings tips, life hacks to help you save money, spend better. We want to give a shout out to a particular friend who sent us this sweet email from
Sage Knows Co.
Thank you, listener. I was not going that direction in pronunciation, so thanks. And they said, thank you for the amazing free download. I have never been able to complete a full month of a no spend challenge. I feel very encouraged and I'm excited to be doing this with y'all. Thank you for all that you do. So in January, we walked everyone through and ourselves through. Both Jen and I also did this, a no spend January. And when we do challenges like that, we will also often give away our own freebies. So we gave out a 30-day no spend challenge workbook, and that's what they're talking about. But what we also do is we give a budget toolkit at the end of every month for the upcoming month. The last Friday of every month is a budget toolkit. So if you're getting the friend letter, you're automatically going to get that. What's going to be on sale that month? What are some of the things that you need to be putting into your spending plan? It's just a really great thing to have in your inbox. So frugalfriendspodcast.com.
Yes, people love the budget toolkit. And Sage has kept us updated. This was at the beginning of the challenge, kept us updated on her progress. And Sage, just good job. You did phenomenally. If you're wondering if you like reply to our emails or our direct messages on Instagram, like we're there. That's us. So it's mostly me, actually. I'm there.
And then Jen will send the messages on to me and then I'll draft a response sometimes.
I'm scatterbrained.
Amazing. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Get more from us, frugalfriendspodcast.com. And, you know, have a good 6-week challenge.
Happy investing.
Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni.
What are you hoping to do in retirement, Jen? What's this $1 million compound interest result going to get you when you are beyond 59 and a half?
Probably a knee replacement. Double knee replacement, I think. That's what I'm looking at. A real, real good one.
Are your knees hurting already?
They always do. Not always, but I do have, I think from ice skating, I just have bad knees. So running does not hurt them more. It's just, you know, usually like going to the bathroom or something.
You need a higher toilet.
I do. I need one of those toilets that they see the memes out of. Like it just raises and goes down. Like one of those toppers, toilet topper. I need one of those.
Wow. So much to look forward to.
I'll probably get that in retirement too.
Wow.
Yeah.
There'll probably be all sorts of new things for us in 30 years from now that I absolutely won't know how to use because I don't know how to use things now.
Yeah. I don't know. What are you going to do in retirement? I don't know if I want to know.
I'm probably still going to be working.
What are you going to do in retirement? That's what my mother-in-law's doing. She retired a few years ago. You went to her retirement party. She works harder now than she ever has in her life.
I just learned something about my great-grandmother, my grandmother's mother. My mom told me that she worked in a pickle factory until she was like 92 years old.
She just put the cucumbers in the jar? Yeah, what'd she do?
Something like that. Yeah, I think she sliced pickles. She worked in the pickle factory. And that's my lineage. That's my heritage that I come from. And that feels right. I will probably be working strong with fermented food of some sort. I'm already in my sourdough era. So just multiply that. Recognize where I came from. I got a Polish great-grandmother who worked in the pickle factory until the day she died. So There you have it.
Here's the goals. Problem with that. Here's the problem with that. The more you ferment, the more you will preserve your own self and the longer you will live.
That's probably it.
And you will need more money to live that long. You'll live into your hundreds because you're preserved so well.
And I'm how are pickled. You going to pay for it? Yeah, by pickling more things. Just can't stop with the fermentation.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.